At the Bank of Antandek, they're looking for a mascot.
We need an icon. Something that says high fly into all our mortgage customers.
Like a falcon or a stallion.
Or even better, a parrot. Check it out.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're concentrating on helping customers find ways to take years off their mortgage with their overpayment calculator. See what's possible at Santander.
All applications are subject to status and our lending criteria. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're the Dollar Saving Divas.
Today we've got some tips for saving big at your favorite stores, so stay tuned.
This episode of the Dollar Saving Divas podcast is brought to you by RentTheRunway.com.
You'll find more than 200,000 pieces and 400 designers in the Rent the Runway closet. Anything you want, one flat price.
Formal, cocktail, festive, what type of event are you attending? Get 4 or 8 day designer rentals for a fraction of the price.
And when you click through the link on our Dollar Saving Divas Facebook page, you'll save even more and you'll help us keep this podcast free.
Look great and save money too.
Well, everybody likes to save, right? We do.
We'd love to save, because then we get to spend.
Exactly. But it's even better when you save at the stores that are your favorites. So there are a couple tips looking at some of the stores that you go to most frequently. Walmart. Everybody uses Walmart, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's one
of
my favorite.
They have an app, the Walmart Savings Catcher app. So you can scan your receipt and look to see if there is a cheaper local price for any of the items that you bought, and you'll get a credit for the difference. How's that?
That's really good.
Yeah.
You can give me that money then, right?
No. Okay. I will take it to TJ Maxx, which is my next favorite store. TJ Maxx and Marshall's, too.
Oh, yeah. I love those stores.
Have you ever bought groceries in there or food in there?
I buy a lot of their like specialty sauces and dips. Like, they carry Rothschilds. They have gourmet coffees. They have all kinds of things.
Great spices, teas, coffees, pastas and olive oils.
Peppercorns.
They do. I bought
the tri-colored and whatever, multicolored.
I have bought things. Yeah, those there. That's great.
I know that sounds weird, but.
No, but check the expiration dates, which you should do anywhere you shop. But they're all within the expiration date, and they're perfectly good, and they're a great price. I love going there.
I do, too. I love TJ Maxx and Marshall's. Aldi. Have you ever been to Aldi?
You know, I have tried Aldi. I was a little scared away when I had to pay for my shopping cart.
Well, I know, but I've been there a few times, and the thing is—
Lots of people say they're fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. Their produce is awesome. And I get the flyer every week, so I take a look at that flyer and see, you know, what produce. That's pretty much what I buy there is their produce. But you have to remember two things. Yes, one is the shopping cart. The other thing is you have to bring your own bags or box.
Yeah.
I was scrounging around. I actually had to buy a bunch of stuff.
You put things in your purse?
In a box. That's what you do.
Which will get you arrested.
Yeah, you put things in your purse. That's called shoplifting.
They frown on that.
No, I put it in a box. But when I just remember going... They need little directions on, you know, how to shop at Aldi. So I went up and I saw this.
They should have a little.
It says, you know,
about that.
It's 25 cents or whatever it was. Well, the nicest little man, he shops there all the time. He came out with his shopping cart and I'm standing there trying to figure out getting a quarter out or whatever, 50, whatever it was. And he handed me his card. He said, "You've never been here before, have you?" And I went, "No, I haven't." And he said,
"You had that befuddled look."
Yes. And he said, "And you didn't bring any bags with you either." I said, "Just the ones under my eyes." But so he was so sweet. So he kind of gave me the lay of the land. And I went in and did my shopping. But I mean, it was pretty cool. But
you have docents or something?
Exactly.
Show
like
you
a zoo.
Around.
Yes.
Greeters that'll walk you through.
Yes. And someplace that has somebody that has, you know what? You could probably make a profit because people didn't have quarters. So go to the bank, stand there and charge them an extra quarter to get your quarter, to get the quarter so they can. Yeah, I'm
like, they can pay for the quarter with an extra quarter. They got a quarter to begin with.
Well, no, they give me a dollar.
Wait.
Wait a minute. I'm not good at math, so maybe I shouldn't do that part. Okay. Okay, this is we're going off the deep end now. Costco. Have you been to Costco?
I have not.
Oh, my word.
Now, you have to have a membership, right?
Yes, you have to have
like
a membership.
Is it like a Sam's Club kind of thing?
Yes, it is. But
okay.
They have even more than, I mean...
It seems daunting to me. It's a big building, and you have to have a membership card to get in. And
I'm intimidated
by it.
Well, they had clothing. They had electronics. You walk in, I could have walked out with a 52-inch screen TV. I went with some friends. They belong. And they go, we were between meetings. They go, "This is an experience." And I was like, okay. So we go in.
See, I'm not looking for an experience when I shop. I just want to go in, buy my groceries.
This you would like. I have been to so many like graduation parties and birthday parties, and they all told me they got their cakes at Costco. And I'm telling you, best cake ever. So you would like that.
I would.
Like big sheet cakes.
I
and
do
they were
like a good cake.
Half of the price of other places. And they were, you know, I don't eat sweets, but best cake ever, ever, ever.
Well, that is good to know. Well, I love Target, as you know.
No, it's called Target.
Right.
Whatever. For us upscale shoppers.
They have great deals. But here's something you may not know, that if you see a product on Amazon that you want right away, you take the deal to Target, and it is one of the few chain stores that will price match the online retailer.
I think that's
so
awesome.
So, yeah. So remember that. Always try to get a price match, you know, when you're shopping, because it doesn't hurt to ask, right?
No, it never hurts to ask. The other thing is, you know, we're all Kroger shoppers. We love Kroger. You know when they have the clearance items sometimes in an mm-hmm. area? And I don't mean just the things like the breads and the pastries, but they actually have a clearance section. The other day, you know Rothschild's, the dipping sauces and they're from Urbana. Well, these sauces were originally $9.99, so $10. They had a blue cheese Dijon mustard, and then they had this fancy pretzel dipping sauce. One was $2, the other was $3. And I checked the dates. They were good until 2018. So, I mean, that's a really great deal. Also, Kroger, remember when you belong to their rewards program, every week they have free items that you can get. So as long as it's on your app, you just download the free items. And then right by the checkout.
That's good to know.
Oh, you didn't know that? And by the checkout, there's usually two, sometimes three items that are free. And some of them can be valued up to like $5 and $6. So the good thing is I don't have to be the one that downloads that because I have a daughter who loves to do that. So she just tells me, Mom, when you're at the store, here's what you need
get
to pick
this.
Up. Yeah, and it's free.
Like a personal shopper.
Well, I love it. Well, and that's also kind of like Macy's with the plenty points and the thanks for sharing. That's just like free money.
Yeah. Oh, I love Macy's.
Oh,
you get all the little cards and discounts.
Oh, my gosh. Well, they end up paying you to take their merchandise, I think. So I don't know about you, but I think we should go. I'm ready to go shopping, and we can take some of my Rothschild's fancy pretzel dip. I have some fancy pretzels, too, and we can just have a little dip.
Because we're fancy.
Because we're fancy, fancy. And then we're just going to go and do some shopping. Do you know we haven't talked today at all about wine? That's a first for us.
That is.
Well, we'll
just go drink some.
And have our fancy pretzel dip.
Thanks for saving money with us. If you have money-saving tips you want to share, we would love to hear from you. We'll talk about them in a future podcast. Just head to our Facebook page at facebook.com/dollarsavingdivascbus.
Leslie, that's kind of long. We do have a link to our page in the podcast notes. When you subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast player, these podcasts can automatically upload to your smartphone. Now get out there and start saving money. We want to hear from you.
At the Bank of Antandek, they're looking for a mascot.
We need an icon. Something that says high fly into all our mortgage customers.
Like a falcon or a stallion.
Or even better, a parrot. Check it out.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're concentrating on helping customers find ways to take years off their mortgage with their overpayment calculator. See what's possible at Santander.
All applications are subject to status and our lending criteria. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
So it's a tall lady with a pointy hat on a big stone thing. She's looking over a river in America, holding a book. She looks like she's going to a toga party to me. Oh, and she's holding up a flaming torch. Not like flaming swearing, I mean like on fire flaming.
Words don't really do it justice, do they?
Gotta see it, mate.
Absolutely. Don't lose the picture. Search Specsavers free eye test online today. Offer ends 31st of October. Participating stores only. Conditions apply.